The World This Week, Politics.
China's President Xi Jinping paid a visit to Greece, an important partner in the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to improve global infrastructure.
India's Supreme Court awarded the site of a mosque in the city of Ayodhya that was demolished by Hindu zealots in 1992 to Hindus planning to build a temple to the god Rama. It also criticized the destruction. The government was ordered to provide land nearby for the construction of a new mosque. The decision prompted grumbles from disappointed Muslims, but not the violence many had feared.
Gambia lodged a complaint against Myanmar at the International Court of Justice on behalf of the OIC, a group of predominantly Muslim countries. They accuse Myanmar of violating the UN Convention on Genocide in its treatment of Rohingya Muslims.
Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen said he would release 70 opposition activists arrested in recent weeks. Under pressure from international donors, the government had earlier released Kum Sokar, a prominent opposition leader, from house arrest.
Evo Morales quit as Bolivia's president after nearly 14 years in office. The chief of the armed forces had suggested he leave following widespread protests, which broke out after Mr. Morales' victory in a dubious election on October 20th. Mr. Morales accepted Mexico's offer of political asylum. Jeanine Añez, a political foe of Mr. Morales, took office as Bolivia's interim president. She has said she will hold fresh elections.
Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Brazil's president from 2003 to 2010, was freed from prison, where he was serving a sentence for corruption, after the country's highest court decided that people convicted of crimes could not be jailed until they had used up all their appeals. Upon his release, Lula attacked the right-wing government of Jair Bolsonaro.
Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, agreed to begin the process of writing a new constitution. But protesters who are demanding reforms rejected his offer. They want an assembly of citizens rather than Congress to draft the new document.
Israel killed a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group in Gaza, setting off a wave of violence. Palestinian militants fired more than 150 rockets into Israel, which responded with airstrikes. The fighting may increase the likelihood that the two main political parties in Israel will form a unity government, breaking 2 months of political deadlock.